A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April 1st. Of course, it's April Fool's Day. We are not fooling around. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight, we are talking about the decision by some opposition parties to boycott by-elections until President Robert Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF institutes democratic and electoral reforms.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
A live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about by-elections. If it was during Shakespeare's time, the question would be to be or not to be. But this is modern-day Zimbabwe, so the question is to participate or not to participate in by-elections. Gibbs.
And of course, Blessing, the opposition MTC formations have actually boycotted the two by-elections, which were held in Mount Darwin West and Chirumanzu Zibakwe, and vowed not to participate in any future polls until government levels the electoral playing field.
Of course, the Catholic Commission for Justice and Peace has urged Zimbabweans and civil society movements to join the opposition in boycotting any future elections until government implements reforms prescribed by the new constitution. But of course, there are some opposition parties that have said they will participate with or without those reforms, Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. That number again, 1-202-465-0318. Yeah, as seven for it.
Onguka Gibbs nasi tinge tichitarisa ninyaya dzisarudzo dzema by elections kana sarudzo tichienda kumberi. Tirikuona kuti ku Nigeria kwakaitwa sarudzo iko. Good luck Jonathan vakakundwa musarudzo. Vakati kune vanga vakunda Muhammad Buhari aiwa indobvuma kuti ndakundwa musarudzo nekudaro ndakuenda hangu pamuchika ndigere pasina nyaya yemirishonga asi kuZimbabwe nyaya yesarudzo inenge ichiri kunetsa ingqaba ngqoza zvinhu zvinenge zvakaita manyama amire nerongo nekudaro tida kuti tinzwe kuti zviri kufamba sei zvizvingaitwe kuti sarudzo dzinoitwa munyika dzisaite mvonga mupopoto.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Blessing lamta iFull Day impose ngakubiza ngathi Gibbs kuwe. So we are what sitshengisa abantu ukuthi it's not Full Day. Mina ngu Gibbs Dube.
Right? Yeah, mina ngu Blessing.
Yeah, lapho ufaya kuthi. Abazo abantu bagqatha njani?
Yeah.
iFull Day yabo. So ke sizwile ke lamhla bekule Full Day joke yokuthi MDC sesibambene.
Yeah.
Ndingibala istori yala nomzala ngathi le iphekwe ebusuku emabilini sibi ukuthi abantu bathi umnumzala utshwangelayi sebabhalele lo mnumzala uncube nabobidi bonke. Ha, ngathi lokho kwani kuyahlupha. Yeah, nxa sikhangela ke okujulileyo namhlanje ke Blessing. Sikhangela khona ukuthi ke ukhetho lolu lwama-by-elections olukhona. Kulamabandla amaningi ngathi asingeni kulokho. Ngoba bathi akwalungisa imithetho yonke eZimbabwe ikakhulu imithetho yezokhetho singayiboni electoral act yethu kungazani ayikahambisini ayikahambiswa ukuthi ihlanganelani lesisekelo sombuso welizwe. So kuthiwa nxa ungakwenzeka lokho nokho kuyakhathaza kakhulu. Sizwile njalo kulomnye ubaba lapha oku Advocacy Research Institute othi inketo lezi vele akumelanga zibe khona ngoba azikhanjiswa ngomthetho. Endokwesibili kumethi ngaka tesi abalungisa voters roll aso bantu baka registrar general ngakulungiswa izeki Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. So uqonda ukuthi umuntu wathi lapho ngazana kule mbizi eqhoda kubi kumele kulungiswe. So kunenge mvoid lapho ngani kuyahlupa.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7, a live talk, and we are talking about by-elections. I think we have our first guest on the line. That is Mr. Jacob Mafume, spokesperson, MDC Renewal Team. Mr. Mafume, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Right. Mr. Mafume, let's talk about the issue of by-elections. Of course, we know that there is a case in the Constitutional Court. You filed papers in the Constitutional Court. We don't want to jump the gun here. The court might rule in your favor. But, of course, that is besides the case. Even the Chiruma, Nzu, Zimbabwe, and Mount Darwin elections, you did not participate. And some people are saying this strategy is not working because there are no reforms that are being implemented. Meanwhile, ZANU-PF is getting all the seats and you are boycotting the elections.
Yes, let's start from the first point. When we went into the election in 2018, everybody, without exception, and the majority of the people attacked us for going into that election without the reforms. Every time that we explained that we were rigged, they then said, but why did you participate? We will all agree that we went into an election where the Constitution was not implemented, where reforms were not completed, and the result of participating is for all to see. It has been the continued hegemony of ZANU-PF, the continued hegemony of poverty, the continued hegemony of desperation of the people of Zimbabwe. Now, this is only a year after 2013. Everybody has forgotten the greatest fraud that occurred in 2013 in July when the Constitutional Court railroaded us into an early election when the reforms were not done. And everybody, without exception, took turns to blame us for having participated in that election. Now, we are faced with by-elections. That means nothing. This ZANU-PF system is now based on an electoral dictatorship where they hold elections every month and pretend to be defeating the opposition and absolutely forgetting to run the country. The country is now on autopilot. People are desperate. People are hungry. People are without food. Tell me, what has changed for us to participate?
Thank you, Mr. Mafume. We just want to bring our second guest, that is Professor Lovemore Maduku, the current president of the National Constitutional Assembly. Of course, Professor Maduku's party is participating. It's not boycotting.
Professor Maduku, good evening and welcome to the program.
Yes, good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us. So we are told that you are very happy about the outcome of the by-election, the last by-elections. So at the end of the day, we know that one of your candidates got about 79 votes, and you are happy about that? Are you there, Mr. Maduku? Mr. Hello. Maduku, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now hear you.
Oh, okay, wonderful, wonderful. So all what I was saying is that your party is participating in these by-elections. And if my memory serves me right, one of your candidates got about 79 votes and your party said you were quite happy about the outcome of those by-elections. So tell us about the by-elections.
Well, I wasn't hearing some of the things you were saying, but I'm sure I can contribute quite clearly. First, I think it is the issue of whether one boycotts the by-election or participates in a by-election. It depends on the objective one is having. Now, the MDCs are boycotting. They have very good reasons for boycotting. And I think those reasons are good and supported. One should support them. For us to participate in the by-election, it's not for purposes of legitimizing them. We are a new party. We are simply marketing ourselves. I think I made it clear those who took views from me or recorded views from me and then published them. The NPA is actually taking a selfish approach to this thing. We want to market ourselves, and we are allowed to, at the moment, just consider building ourselves a party. So the 79 votes you are referring to, the 3 months, actually we'll try out of those 79 to get about 10, 15 people who constitute our committee there. The 216 we got in Mount Darren West, we will try and get up to 40 or 50 people who constitute our... We are building ourselves. Unlike the MDCs have been in this game for the past 16 years. They are a party full-fledged. And their boycott message would be heard. It would have effect. But what would it help if the NPA were to boycott? I mean, no one would even listen because who is the NPA in the first place? They don't know us. So this is the idea of the NPA of building a party. So when I say self-interest, it's not self-interest that we are not looking at the country. We are trying to introduce an alternative party, and the party must be known. With time, once you have NPA, you have MDC, and MDC, and some other parties, that will meet our democracy. So our sole reason for participating is just for mobilization and building our party. Those who have already built their party are at a second level. It is now to boycott, to push for reform. This is perfect. And I think that when they do that, we'll benefit from it. And the society also benefits from our process because as we grow and get known, they will have choices to make.
Thank you so much, Professor Maduku. And I think we are now being joined by our third guest. That is Honorable Tabita Kumalo, the deputy spokesperson of the opposition MDCT. Honorable Kumalo, we have received a number of calls and messages from some people who are concerned that, of course, there's still a constitutional a case in the constitutional court challenging the dismissal of some members of parliament and senators. But people are saying if you don't participate in those by-elections in the event that the constitutional court rules otherwise, ZANU-PF is about to win elections in Bulawayo, something that it has been struggling to do, and this will be a step backward.
Thank you very much. Good evening, Zimbabwe. I hear you loud and clear. I think let's go to statistics first, because there is no point for us as Zimbabweans to go to an election that has already been rigged. Let me give you the statistics of Zimbabwe. In 2010, we had 31,000 registered voters. Come 2013, those voters decreased to 24,260. That means that 6,811 people were removed from the voter roll. And the big is, did these people die? And if they died, there should have been an outcry, because 6,000 people dying in 3 years is a national crisis. Okay? We never had the national crisis. Come 2013 to 2015, the same constituents. 24,000 registered voters in 2013. And all of a sudden, in 2015, they've got 35,447 registered members. 10,000 people registered in less than, 2 years. Now, you tell us as Zimbabweans, if we think loud and hear these statistics, are we serious when we say we are going to an election with the ZANU-PF when they have already won? What is the purpose? We cannot legitimize ZANU-PF by rigging. Why is we have the information that proves that they are rigging this election? So by going there, what ZANU-PF wants from us is legitimize them. And we are saying, no, level the playing field first.
Thank you so much, Honorable Kumalo, for those of you who are just joining us. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about by-elections. to boycott or not to boycott. And our guests this evening, we have Professor Lovemore Maduku, a constitutional law expert and the president of the opposition National Constitutional Assembly. We also have Mr. Jacob Mafume, spokesman, MDC Renewal Team, and also deputy spokesperson, MDCT, Honorable Tabitha Kumalo. Gibbs, we have many messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. Let's just read some of them to also read the national temperature. Milton says, this is a good move by the opposition MDC. They must not participate in elections which are full of intimidation, fraud, and so on. And we need free, fair elections like what happened in Nigeria. Ian says the MDC is taking a wrong decision because the ZANU-PF government cannot change anything alone. So they could have gone and fight within parliament itself for the good of the nation. Clement says it is senseless to participate in a rigged and nikuvd election. Participating is only legitimizing ZANU-PF. Edmore says, I support the move just because the playing field should be even. Totally, it's pointless and ridiculous, too, watching a game where results are well known. This happens in the WWE, right? The wrestling. It's predetermined. Ben says, the MDC formations have run out of ideas. Yes, the elections will be rigged, and it's a waste of resources to contest the by-elections. But the opposition movement should be doing something tangible to assure the people of Zimbabwe that change can be achieved. Jerry says, ZANU-PF will never agree to reforms and to reform the electoral system because they know that they will lose free and fair elections. And we have Gain, who says that's a commendable move because taking part in an obvious fraudulent poll is akin to suicide and lack of foresight. This just resembles 1979 fraudulent election when Mzorewa won. Daniel says, without clear electoral laws, I think it's reasonable that one cannot take part in an election with its results being obvious. Even the electorate cannot participate in such elections if there is no clarity. Gibbs.
Yes, silemlazelo omnene kakhulu ku Facebook lapha ke. Blessing omunye wangkhona uvela ku Freedom Thabani Khoza. Othi ingcekeza yonke leyi enziwa libadla le MDC. Badlala ngamavoti ethu laba bantu. 4 years bebe ku unity government bathe bekhona ngale beku unity government ngabazanga besenzele lutho. Angeke ngivotele futhi iMDC. Lento abayenzayo ayincedi lutho. Yikunikeza izanu amandla nje. But what this guy was saying is, you know, the MTC is wasting people's time, you know, because they were in the unity government and they did nothing for the people and he's really unhappy. He says he will never vote for the MTC again. So then we've got Melusi Maphosa, who writes, to be honest with you people, it's useless to contest those by-elections because ZEC on its own is ZANU-PF. Even the courts are ZANU-PF. You can't even expect that Rita Makarau would support MDCT. At the moment, everything in Zimbabwe is just a big shame. Then Slom Nomzana ke umoveni mkalisa engwenya opale city. Laba unapika ngapo, uyasala ubambe isisila bona besuta ngokweza kwabo. So he says, don't trust politicians.
Yeah.
You know, you end up clutching some feathers when the bed is gone, you know.
Yeah.
So... Then Foster Mbangwa writes, this is a good move indeed. And then Martin Kurure says, these elections are for ZANU-PF only. We won't participate in them. So, okay, saying lo mnumzana uzibusiso, ekcengwa yena Johannesburg. Baba, uzibusiso kunjani?
Ngiyaphila mfowethu.
Yeah, kunjani konapho ke egole?
Hayi, akuright.
Ah, ubona ke mnumzana, akuphosela kuba.
Ngathi ngisacela ukubuza ukuthi kathi wonke ama MDC afuna ukungenela
ke. Ukukhanya ngani kube kunjalo bengikhuluma nje lomhambi okuyisikhulumeli sebandla le MDC kancube oza ngibuya hamba imbayi kithi lapha. Ubesithi labo ngazani babona ngani sokwazalela ingwe. So ukuthi baye kukhetho no afuna ukuzwa.
Okay, mina duwe ngicabanga njengoba ngagcina laphana ungathi MDC kaTsonga iyafuna ukungena egetweni. Kodwa ke kungasenani ngoba vele duke nokungena bekufanele bengene. Ngoba labo vele ababoncubele mina ngibabali ngoba ngibona iDC iZANU-PF laba bantu. Ngoba into abayifunayo nje kuphela abancube izikhundla labo lobidi laba bathi nje ngoba bazohlangana benzini upresident uzoba ubani khona la so ne MDC kaMina ngiyikhuthaza ukuthi ayihambi laloba izalo PF izozwinela izorotha kodwa ingahambi yodwa njengasekhethweni lwakuqala ayiqhubeki ihambe laba babonqube laba avele izalo PF laba bazodisturba labo lokhuzile labo tenta ibithi labo so abangene kuphela bathwa ngirayi uvele kuyarotshwa vele izame izorobha kunjalo kodwa ingazihambeli yodwa nje kuba ngathi nje iyodwa ngoba bangaze bathi abaye ekhethweni bazozela kwena bebodwa beqede lapho bazigcobe bazifake ezikhundleni lezo
kodwa uthatha ngaphi-ke mnumzana Ncube mnumzana zibusisa ukuthi enye i-MDC le inganisekela izanu kambe sikuthatha ngaphi khonoko
hayi hayi yikho vele kunjalo bafuna izikhundla laba lokuze awuzozungitshela ukuthi labana abakancuba ngithi bahamba ku-MDC laba bathe sebephuma ku-MDC sekuqhatshwana lapha sebesiyabethi bajoyina uncuba bajoyina njani ngoba baphuma wayi bangavelanga bahamba nayo ekuqaleni
o okay ya siyakuzoba
hayi abantu bezanu abantu bezanu bavele siyakwazi ngoba ngithi wabona lwawo baba ababemthetho uncuba duna sesiveza ukuthi ungezani PF ano yi-president yabo ekuqaleni
hayi sibongile kakhulu ke sibusisa ongadini lokusasa uphenduke phela
kakhulu dube ifoni yami iyangihlupha kwesinye isikhathi uma ngifona niyibambi lina inkinga yena
o ye kungani hayi enxa yocingo lwankhona lwabo lihlupha baba
hayi siyabonga nathi
sibongile kakhulu so Mr. Sibusiso is saying the MDC should go into these polls you know he says come rain come thunder don't let ZANU PF to go on its own. And it says the other MDC, which is led by Mr. Ncube, he claims he's aligned to ZANU PF. So I asked him why. He says, look at Mr. Mutambara, you know. So he believes he had some alliance with ZANU PF in some way, you know, until he left. So he's not happy about the MDC.
Of course, it's not something that we... we will glorify, you know, Zimbabweans if they don't agree. They just say, you are MDC, you are ZANU PF, it's always a problem.
Or maybe you are CIO.
Exactly. Regaiti zoke kwa muri vamafume. Vamafume vamarungoti nyaya yekungoti aiwa atipinde msarudzo. Asi pasina chiri kuitwa nevanopikisa vacho kuti mumanikidze ZANU PF kuti ichinje. Zvi zvamuri kuita kunze kuti hamusi kupinda msarudzo.
Well, look, there are a number of actions that we have to take. Let me illustrate. These guys are serious about oppression. I think people are not aware of the magnitude of the danger that we are in as a country. These are people who have dealt ruthlessly with their own party members, calling them witches, denying them access to the court, using the same tactics that they would use against their sworn enemy on their own members. They do not even have the dignity of allowing due process to own members of their own party. They are merciless towards the members of the opposition. We are going into a new winter of oppression that people have not seen. There are matters that are still sub judice, but what I have seen with my own eyes and have heard with my own ears, I think we are playing with what these guys are trying to do. They are being ruthless. 18,000 people in a by-election in a rural constituent. They are saying they've registered over 70,000 people in one constituent. It does not make sense to anyone. These guys are determined to make sure that we are going to be rigged, and we are going to be rigged to high heaven. The first thing that we are doing is by stopping participation in these charades, in these comical events, we are taking the first step. People will have to move on to the next stages when you need to illustrate certain things. We need to regroup, reassess our methodology, and begin a process of business as usual. If we continue in this business as usual mode, we are going to have an entrenched dictatorship that is going to deal ruthlessly with any forms of dissent in this country. They've already destroyed our economic lives. They are about to destroy our political lives. And we need to quickly regroup as civic society, as political parties, and come up with a radical, radical solution to this problem.
Thank you, Mr. Mafume. Gibbs?
Now, Professor Maduku, are you still on the line?
Yes.
I think you are hearing clearly what Mr. Mafume is saying. But at the end of the day, people will say, well, Mr. Maduku is taking part in these by-elections because of being selfish. I mean, at the end of the day, they'll say you're actually spoiling the party for the opposition. How would you take that?
Well, not yet. I'm not a spoiler party opposition. So, one Jacob Mafume, two women as a safety, other than two women as a single. And one play a role so far, my MDC parties, Vari, Eo, Renewal, and the MDC team. Ndiyo mapati achimene singo izi banana iteva zvamamu chivanhu vaitaura hapana ambotora zvekuti NCA vaingoti MDC ndiyo zviripo saka pari kunzi vari kubhoikota zvinozika and pressure yavari kupa iri kuita isu tiongotora mukana iwoyo mabi elections kuti timbokwanisa kuvaka pati yedu tapedza kuvaka pati muchaona taakuita mamwe mastrategy pamwe tinenge taakuita zveboycott resuppression but zvinezvi NCA ichiri pati diki zvekuti haisati yaane simba rekungodzinga zvita chete saka aya tiri kumati like ma friendly matches iyo vachiti hawo
makumalo uyavuma
mukana muchaona zvazvichabatsira saka ngatipei kune mastrategy maviri kune vari kuboycota zvinoshanda isusu vari kuparticipate chandisu chandinongoramba ndechekuti paite vanofunga kuti isusu vese MCA kupinda kwatakaita tingaidza azita legitimize obviously vanhu vakaona kautaita mavhoti mashoma and
Professor Maduku, just 1 second. Makumalo, we have Vumokunya Vumumzana.
Rama Duku, the lecturer of Anguka Mandishunguru. Every single Zimbabwean, nguva yasvika kuti tisanganise musoro pano chete kubvira nezvano. Fakisi ndevele makumalo futhi. Olezano eyaisichaya kangaka kambedhokotela asichaya zivalele zvitovisini asalizuti kandoviyeve nacho namhlanje wena kuti wena ufuna ukumobhilaiza umobhilaizani lefela
vamaduku
ndiroda muzvitatarwa naMP Tabita haichokwadi chekuti vatarise history yatakabva nezvekumobhilaiza zvaita neconstitution vanhu vakakanganisira kuti tinge taakutaura zvemareforms izvezvi ndiwo anatabhita nemdc especially kuna atsangira mucharemba kuti takaramba bumbiro raivo riri zapo iri avaivo pavaikambena vachiti ngativhote yes vaitaurira vanhu kuti aiwa bumbiro iri kanga ratambirwa nevanhu tinenge taane zvese zvatinoda mukatarisa magwaro emdct avaikambena yese
Professor Maduku, we are taking a short break and we'll come back to you. Professor Maduku, do stay on the line. And Honorable Kumalo, stay on the line, please. And also Mr. Mafume, please stay on the line. And our caller Reason, we are taking taking a short break, and for our radio listeners, we are transitioning to www.voazimbabwe.com. We are streaming live. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube saying stay tuned.